He's dead, Klaus said very quietly. Count Olaf murdered him. I thought you might say that, Quigley said. I knew something was very wrong when he didn't return. But what about my siblings? Do you know what happened to them?
They're safe, Quigley,
Violet said. We think they're safe. We rescued them from Olaf's clutches, and they escaped with a man named Hector.
Escaped, Quigley repeated.
Where did they go?
We don't know, Klaus admitted. Hector built a self-sustaining hot air mobile home. It was like a flying house, kept in the air by a bunch of balloons, and Hector said it could stay up in the sky forever.
We tried to climb aboard, Violet said, but Count Olaf managed to stop us.
So you don't know where they are? Quigley asked.
I'm afraid not, Violet said, and patted his hand. But Duncan and Isadora are intrepid people, Quigley. They survived for quite some time in Olaf's clutches, taking notes on his schemes and trying to pass on the information to us.
Violet's right, Klaus said. I'm sure that wherever they are, they're continuing their research. Eventually they'll find out you're alive, and they'll come looking for you, just like you went looking for them.
The two Baudelaires looked at one another and shivered. They had been talking about Quigley's family, of course, but they felt as if they were talking about their own.
I'm sure that if your parents are alive, they're looking for you too, Quigley said, as if he'd read their minds. And Sunny, too. Do you know where she is?
Someplace nearby, Violet said. She's with Count Olaf, and Olaf wanted to find the headquarters too.
Maybe Olaf has already been here, Quigley said, looking around at the wreckage. Maybe he's the one who burnt this place down.
I don't think so, Klaus said. He wouldn't have had time to burn this whole place down. We were right on his trail. Plus, I don't think this place burnt down all at once.
Why not? Quigley said.
It's too big, Klaus replied. If the whole headquarters were burning, the sky would be covered in smoke.
That's true, Violet said. That much smoke would arouse too much suspicion.
Where there's smoke, Quigley said, there's fire.
Violet and Klaus turned to their friend to agree, but Quigley was not looking at the two Baudelaires. He was looking past them, toward the frozen pool and the two frozen tributaries, where the enormous windows of the VFT kitchen had once stood, and where I once chopped broccoli, while the woman I loved mixed up a spicy peanut sauce to go with it. And he was pointing up towards the sky, where my associates and I used to watch the volunteer eagles, who could spot smoke from a very great distance. That afternoon there were no eagles in the skies over the Mortmain Mountains, but as Violet and Klaus stood up and looked in the direction Quigley was pointing, there was something in the sky that caught their attention. Because when Quigley Quagmire said, "Where there's smoke, there's fire," he was not referring to Klaus's theory about the destruction of VFD headquarters. He was talking about the sight of green smoke wafting up into the sky from the peak of Mount Fraught, at the top of the slippery slope.
How do you slow this thing down?